everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother, Joe Pisano.
All right. We are upon it.
Yeah.
The start of the NFL season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, is this not the NFL podcast that we're doing?
Nope.
Too bad. Coming up. Coming up someday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll both quit our jobs. We can do an NFL podcast for you guys. So let's go. Since you're a patron and you're watching this, get other patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Patrons to join so we can do this full time.
Yeah.
For you.
I'd want to do a TV / film one. Before an NFL one.
The only reason I'd want to do an NFL one is because I think we can be passionate about it. Like wrestling, we don't have to think and prepare. Like, we can bring, you know what I mean? We watch it, and then we just go. Because it's that easy for us. I think the NFL would be that for us.
Yeah.
Not that movies wouldn't, but like, what would we do? Just recap movies?
No, not recap movies.
Just talk about entertainment?
I mean, yeah, if like we see a movie,
Maria Menounos.
If we see a movie, we could talk about it. We wouldn't recap it the way we recap Raw or NXT or SmackDown, where it's like, okay, and then next, and then this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like but the whole show would be like this week in film and TV. Like, there's always breaking news.
But again,
like, they're making Matrix 4.
We could do like an NFL show, talk about the NFL, and then do like the second half as like a fantasy show. Just because, like, we know so much about... Because I'm looking at all these other podcasts. I'm like, they don't know shit. And then, you know, you're watching it, and then you kind of... If you ever go back... No one goes back to watch, like, predictions of fantasy. I did a couple of times. They're wrong. All the time.
Of course.
So, like, you know, we just have to have an opinion. Matthew Berry even says, like, yeah, we're always going to be wrong. So, do what you want.
Of course.
Which is hilarious. Which is, like, against kind of what he is. But at least he's honest about it.
It's just to help people that are clueless.
Yeah.
And they want help.
But I just have a lot to say about fantasy football.
Yeah.
Again, right or wrong, I could talk for an hour about it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about movies and television. I mean, yeah. I've been binging so many shows now. I watched The Boys.
Yeah, was that great?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you start it or no?
No, I never started it.
You told me to watch it.
Because I was told to watch it. It's right up our alley.
It's great.
I just haven't started yet. I finally finished Stranger Things.
Okay.
So that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like Stranger Things is a show that I would have written when I was like 13.
Right.
Like it's...
Well, it's like...
It's very Spielberg-ish.
It's like five different movies rolled into one.
Yeah.
It's E.T. It's... Silent Hill, the video game. It's like the Upside Down is what Silent Hill is. That's the Silent Hill video game.
Right.
There's an opposite world it looks exactly the same except it's dark.
Yeah.
That's Silent Hill.
And it's also that show that Spielberg had. Spielberg had a TV show in the 80s or early 90s.
Yeah.
Called Something Stories.
Uh-huh.
Amazing Stories.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like this. You know what I mean? Like just ridiculous things. So. It's a combination of all those things.
It's a combination of a bunch of stuff, yeah.
So,
but it's a good show.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what was a good show, NXT this week.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some surprises.
Yep.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest matches I may have ever seen between two people I did not expect it from.
Well, we've seen it before, right?
We did, but this I thought this was even better.
Yeah, because there was an actual finish.
There was a finish.
But yeah, we start off with Io Shirai versus Kami Fields, a jobber.
Yep.
Io hits the moonsault, goes for the pin, but picks up the jobber before the three count. So instead, Io makes her tap out to her leg / choke submission, the way she beat Candice.
She's super evil. I don't think we've seen Shayna Baszler do this.
No.
That's a super evil move.
Yeah.
So,
but Shayna doesn't have like any other finisher other than a sleeper hold.
True.
So
that's it.
But after the match, Shirai gets a kendo stick from under the ring. She's about to hit the jobber with it, but then Candice runs out, grabs it from her, hits Io a few times before Shirai retreats.
It was interesting because she missed her on the first swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be like a swing and a miss, and then the bad guy runs away.
Yeah.
Nope. She hits her.
Right.
Swing and a miss. Oh, wait. Nope. She's got her.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That
feud is still going.
When does this rematch happen? I mean, it's probably going to be on NXT TV, especially since they're going live and it's 2 hours. And, you know, their next...
Is it going live? When's their next pay-per-view? War Games?
War Games, yeah, in November.
Yeah, so we can have real matches again.
A lot's gonna happen before that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, I think, 2 more weeks until, or maybe 3
the live
more weeks.
Show?
Yeah.
I wonder how far in advance they knew. Like, you think they taped stuff that'll never be aired?
They did tape stuff that's never gonna air, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they'll have to redo it live or whatever.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic. Yeah, they had some really good moments here. They were both on the apron, and Lee popped Dijakovic up in the air and gave him a spine buster right on the apron. Yeah. That was very nice. Dijakovic did a front flip off the top rope, but Lee caught him and then kind of threw him up in the air, and Dijakovic flipped again.
Dijakovic did this running thing where, like, inside the ring and Lee was outside the ring and,
yeah,
and jumped and flipped and spinned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fell on Lee. I thought it was an amazing move.
Yeah, it is.
Never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
From a big guy.
Yes.
Crazy.
It's like a corkscrew.
That's what it was. It was a corkscrew.
Yeah. He also did his time to fly spot. Yeah. And then he hit Lee with a moonsault off the top rope. And, of course, Lee kicked out of that. And the crowd went crazy when they pulled off the Spanish fly off the top rope.
Yeah.
That was nuts. But in the end,
I still didn't finish the match.
No, no.
Two giant guys doing a Spanish fly. I really thought I'd see the ring collapse. I was they're going to do it in the next day.
Right.
They do the ring collapse spot. Nope.
But in the end, Keith Lee went to the top rope for a moonsault of his own. But Dijakovic kicked his leg and then put him in a torture rack and then hit his finisher to get the win, which his finisher is, they just call it Feast Your Eyes, but
his finisher was the 17th best move he did in that match.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even in the top 10.
He has a cool finisher, though, yeah.
That's all right.
Well, it's like a torture rack into a GTS, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like he just... Yeah, well, he just did so many cool things in this match.
Yeah. Just
meant that, like, yeah, they could have finished him.
Next up, we have a Johnny Gargano video package. We watched the highlights of his time in NXT... The announced team then asked the question, what does the future hold for Johnny Wrestling?
Yeah, good fucking question. Mm-hmm. That's our question for you guys. You guys answer that question. Like, don't ask us. We don't know. Is he going to stay on the show because you're going live and you need a superstar because he's the guy?
Yes.
Or is this his farewell?
No.
Probably staying on the show.
Probably staying.
For another 2 years. Which, again, now that they're a real show and a third brand, keep all these guys. Why would they ever leave?
I don't think they are going to.
Yeah.
I mean, NXT's, you know, it's the third brand now.
Right.
It's just like Raw or SmackDown. You could send guys anywhere you want.
Okay.
That's how it is.
I mean, so, I still want to see these guys in Royal Rumbles and WrestleMania.
You can. Well, no, it's the third. It's just they have three brands now. They're all main roster now. It's all main roster.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's still the minor league developmental.
Okay.
And guys will move
on. I'll tell you what. We'll talk about more of this in news. How about that?
You got it.
So, yeah, they say, what does the future hold for Johnny Wrestling? And then Shane Thorne walks up to the announce table, bitching that they should be talking about him and not Johnny Gargano.
This again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next up, they show last week after Mia got beat up by Shane and friends. She tracks down William Regal outside the arena to demand a match with Baszler. And she's like a little kid because Regal's on the phone. And she's just like, you know, hey, hey. And Regal's like, I'm on the phone. You fucking bitch. Shut the fuck up. Are you fucking 5 years old? I'm on the fucking phone.
I'm clearly on the phone.
Bitch. Anyways.
Talking to Triple H.
So, Triple H, about this going live thing. I'm going to have to be here every week and scream something. Have to come out and yell something.
I'd rather just wrestle again.
He's the only GM left.
Can I be the king of the ring?
So finally, Regal just tells Mia, because she demands a match with Baszler, and he tells her, you had your chance to take over, and you attacked two of them. What did you expect? So that's it. Mia's like, well, fuck.
Goodbye. If you could just get in this hole, and I can pour dirt over you. We'll make it official.
Yeah. Next up, Shayna and friends come out to the ring. Shayna's about to cut a promo, but she's interrupted by the former NXT UK Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley.
Wow.
AKA the woman who winked at me at TakeOver New York.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't Eric. Don't let him trick you. So, and that was cool. Ripley comes out. She gets in the ring, grabs the mic from Shayna, and says, I know what you're going to say. You've beaten everybody, but you haven't beaten me, bitch. And she chucks the microphone on the ground.
And they don't beat her up.
They
back off. Back off. She'll kick our ass.
They leave while the crowd cheers for Ripley, who stands tall in the ring.
Has Ripley ever been a face?
No.
So this is the one who will beat Shayna Baszler.
You think?
Who could beat Shayna Baszler?
No one. No one.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley probably has the.
But then you're just going from momentum. One badass bitch to another badass bitch. It's like they're basically the same character, except
who?
Rhea
and
Shayna.
Yeah, that's what's going to take to beat Shayna is a badass bitch.
This kind of the same character.
A badder ass bitch.
Well, obviously now she's a face.
Yeah. I really thought for a moment, and this could still happen, that she joins them to be the fourth
horseman. She's kind of too cool for that. Like, Mia Khan. Yeah. But Ripley's too, I don't know. She's too much of a star, I think, to just be Shayna's. No one's going to join the horsewomen because that's the whole point. Is that they're hoping Ronda comes back and
support them. And, but if there's news that she ain't coming.
She joined Total Divas. I would say it's a good sign.
No, well, that's what you do when you can't wrestle anymore.
Fuck. That's just the Bellas. I'd say that's a good sign that she returns. I mean, you know, because then why?
It's a good sign that she's not leaving the company, sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't know if she's going to wrestle with the looming pregnancy, possibly, or her finger, or if all these things.
Well, she would have been pregnant by now.
That's not how pregnancy works.
Yes, sure it does.
No, they're not you and me. We just look at a woman and
wait,
she's pregnant.
Wait, do I just get pregnant?
Hey, what's up? Pregnant.
But I'm just, okay, but she's...
People have issues getting pregnant.
No, she's an athlete. Athletes can get pregnant when you're like in great shape. Well, that's being in great shape. Athletes are better at everything. They're better at beating cancer, as we've seen.
I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I just think it's, you know, maybe they're trying and they can't. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe not. I'm literally just talking the other side of this. You know, I want her to be back. I want a freaking Survivor Series horseman versus horsewoman.
Sure.
I think it'd be great.
It's probably not happening this year.
Yeah, probably.
Especially because they all hate each other on the other side.
Storyline wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can figure that out in 3 months.
Yeah. But I mean, are we gonna wait till November to see this match?
Not that you have live TV, no.
No?
No. They need good shit for TV now.
I mean, I would agree. It's gonna be hard to that's 2.5 months of delaying this match if you wait till War Games.
Right.
But I don't know if she's the one to beat her
either.
No,
I think War Games might have a four women versus four women type of situation or three versus three.
Games?
I think they might have a women War Games.
I don't think so. I don't think they would do that. Because I think Triple H knows if you're going to have War Games, you do it once. You don't do it twice or three times. Like when they do Hell in a Cell and they have three Hell in a Cell matches.
Hell in Cells, what it should be called.
Yeah. Or like Eric says, every match should be Hell in a Cell. Oh, that's great.
That's great. So after the third one, you're like, I don't even want to watch this anymore. No. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, how many of them would do anything? I mean, you'd have to have Io in there, Candice in there. Other than them, like, who's going to do cool shit? I don't know. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure if Ripley's going to be the one to take it from her. Mm-hmm. I think they're... I don't know. Part of me thinks that Shane is just going to keep it for a while. For even longer.
Right.
Because again, if they're going to, you know, they're going live pretty soon, what else would Shane do? I don't know. Next up, we have a video package for Pete Dunne. He says we'll break anyone's fingers and spirits he faces as he climbs back up into the title picture. So he's starting from the bottom. He said that. He was like, well, if I'm in the back of the line, I'll work my way up. So he's back to the bottom. He's got to work his way back up.
All right, so next week, fights Conor Reeves.
Conor Reeves, yeah. I think, oh no, that's Dream, and Dream is fighting Conor, which they've already done that, didn't they?
What the hell?
Maybe not.
I thought Conor was in UK. Keep him there. Keep him.
I don't know. He should be in UK.
Keep him nowhere.
That's where their new developmental should be. Everyone just goes to UK.
Keep him where I can't see him.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see a lot more of Conor Reeves now that NXT's 2 hours and live. So, yeah. Jeez. We're going to see a lot more of everyone, really.
Son of a bitch.
That's the other thing is, like, you know, we don't see Adam Cole every week. We didn't see him. Well, we saw him at the end. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, he rarely wrestles.
Yeah, we'll get Velveteen Dream. We'll get Adam Cole. We'll get a lot of Gargano. We'll probably get a lot of Ciampa when he comes back. So, yeah.
Every
that
week.
That is a plus, for sure.
Well, it's a plus, and it's also not, because it also keeps them special when you don't see them every week.
Right.
But, yeah, they're probably going to be wrestling every week. Johnny probably will be the... It's like, hey, we need a guy to put on awesome matches for a 30-minute segment. Okay, Johnny Gargano.
Right.
You're up.
Every week.
You're going to start the show every week and wrestle some guy.
He has a record for most takeovers.
Yeah.
Most main events and takeovers.
And most losses at takeovers.
And most losses at takeovers.
Yeah.
He is Shawn Michaels.
So for the main events.
Mr. Takeover.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you're winning. It no. just means you're there.
When they had the, what was it? Was it the Raw reunion? Or, oh, no, the 25th anniversary, maybe? I forgot which one. But it, no, I don't think that was too long ago. But whatever they had, and Gargano was standing next to Shawn Michaels, and he was like, Mr. WrestleMania, Mr. Takeover. Like, yeah, he was just like randomly saying that to someone.
I love Shawn. Like, we always act like Shawn's always drunk now.
That's how he does.
That's Shawn now.
Poor Shawn. Poor Shawn. So for the main event, we have the Street Profits versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish of the Undisputed Era for the NXT Tag Team titles. It was a good match. Nothing special, really.
Nothing special, right?
Ford hits the frog splash on O'Reilly, but Fish pulls his partner out of the ring during the pin attempt. In the end, Ford goes for another frog splash, but misses. And then Fish and O'Reilly hit Ford with the high-low for the win.
It's a nice high-low. Plus, Ford probably sold it, you know.
Well. Yeah, right.
They grabbed the titles.
They win them back.
Did you think this was going to happen?
Yes. I
did you know this was going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. I missed that too.
Well,
it wasn't spoiled.
That's one good thing, is that at least nothing will be spoiled anymore.
Right, right. So now they have 3/4 of the gold.
Well, 3/5. They would need to add a woman to have all the gold. I mean, come on now. Ripley's cool. Just
I would be totally fine with Ripley. With the gold.
In yeah. But see, then she's also a face right now. You would need a transitional champion, because you'd have to keep Ripley heel if she's going to join the Undisputed Era. But obviously they're not doing that.
Right.
But yeah.
3/4 of all the gold that they can get as men.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you. But yeah, then Adam Cole and Roderick Strong come out. They celebrate with their bros on the stage. So who, Jeff, or worst dressed?
Oh, you cut it off?
But what?
Then they attack Strong for not having gold.
Oh, really?
Fuck you. You piece of shit.
Oh,
no gold.
Really?
No, not yet. That's the first live show. Who do I have for what?
Worst dressed.
I had Cammy Fields.
Me too.
Ugh.
Best dressed.
Io Shirai.
Me too.
Sure.
Worst moment?
Announcing that Kona Reeves is alive.
Yeah, all right, I'll go with that. Because there wasn't anything bad on the show.
No.
Everything was good.
Yeah, just announcing that Dream has to waste his time fighting Kona Reeves.
So worst moment next week will be Kona Reeves
fighting
as well. Worst dress will be Kona Reeves.
Mm.
You know, once NXT goes live, we'll have to do like full awards, because it's going to be a 2-hour show. So we're going to have best match. I don't know if they do. I don't think they really do super slow-mo matches. So
just
I don't
because
know.
They're changing doesn't mean we need to change. Okay?
I'm just saying.
Bitch.
It's, I don't know. Best acting, worst acting?
Maybe. We'll see.
It's happening. All right. Best moment?
This is a toss-up, right? The Undisputed Era getting the tag titles back is great.
Yeah, but
and
we've
seen that before. And then Rhea Ripley is in NXT.
I'd say Ripley. Because she came, you know, her music hit. She comes out. That's her debut on NXT.
Yeah,
we've seen the Undisputed Era win the tag titles quite a few times now.
Right.
All right. On to breaking news.
Mm.
Adam Cole recently spoke to Newsweek about NXT moving to the USA Network. And when asked if NXT talent will continue to be called up to the main roster, Cole said, "We look at NXT as a third brand, and now I feel this move to USA solidifies it. Instead of calling it moved up, it'll just be moving. Some guys may move to Raw or SmackDown. Some guys on Raw or SmackDown will move to NXT. To me, this move to the USA Network solidifies NXT as a third brand. I'm sure you'll see lots of guys moving to different brands as time goes on." So, yeah.
If that was Michael Cole or Triple H saying that, that's one thing. But Adam Cole is just legitimizing NXT.
Well,
I don't know how much to think into
Triple
that.
Triple H has basically said the same thing on those conference calls that he has before takeovers. He's been saying that for a while, but I think, you know, now that it's...
I don't want it to be just another brand, though. I just want it to be its own special thing. If it's just another fucking brand, then it's just going to be another bullshit, horrible show. That's the concern.
Well, as long as Vince stays away, it should still be good. That's really what matters. And then Hollywood Life interviewed Chris Jericho about the upcoming Wednesday Night Wars. But Jericho said, "I'm not at war with anyone at NXT. Why would you start a war with some minor leagues?" Ooh. So first he's saying, no, there's no war. And then he's talking shit. I love what Jericho does because he's clearly, you know.
But it's funny because NXT is the best brand, right? And then that's the only brand that could compete with AEW right now.
Right.
So don't say it's the minor leagues when you'd want all those guys in AEW right now.
I think he says all this to get fans excited.
I know.
He says, "There's no war for me at all because there's not one guy on that show that I have ever heard of before." And that's not being snobby. It's just that I don't watch NXT.
He knows who Adam Cole is. He knows who Velveteen Dream is.
I'm sure, yes.
He's never heard of Johnny Gargano? Really?
He definitely knows who Velveteen Dream is. He was a fucking judge on Tough Enough when Patrick Clark was on the show. So,
yeah.
He's just talking trash. But it's, you know, this is what you want, right?
Yeah.
It makes it more fun when they do this.
It does, for sure.
But, you know, as of right now, NXT is still the best show. I mean, you know, obviously they have to debut All Elite Wrestling on TNT.
You ever feel
still.
That sometimes Vince is not the genius at all, ever? Like, he wasn't doing shit until Hogan became a thing. And then Hogan took him to the next level. Then he was about to lose to WCW when he went, "Let's do tits and ass," and then Stone Cold saved his show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And now that there's no tits, ass, Hogan, Stone Cold, Rock, it's shit.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, I don't know.
I mean, we look at the Attitude Era as the greatest time in wrestling, and it was, but there was a lot of crappy shit then, too.
Yeah.
But it just didn't involve the main stuff, like Stone Cold and The Rock and Mankind and Chris Jericho. Like, all that shit was great.
Right.
But you still had stupid shit. You still had Mae Young giving birth to a hand. You still had...
But if I said rank the superstars as far as entertainment mm-hmm. all time.
Yeah.
Number one, you're probably at, like, Rock. Number two, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Number three, Flair. Number four,
Shawn
Hogan.
Shawn Michaels. Undertaker.
Like, yeah, like, Mankind. Like,
it's all
you're
attitude.
Not getting
yeah, no,
to...
It's mostly Attitude Era, of course.
They're all great. They can have an hour into the show, and it's
great.
They
also made them stars, whereas, like, right now, Kevin Owens, like we've said before, is a guy that is one of the best mic guys we've ever heard. Again, he got very far on our best talker bracket.
Right.
He is that good on the mic.
Right.
Like, he can be one of the best if they just fucking let him. But, you know, they don't let him do it that
much.
He's
not even a main part of the show. He wasn't even... What did he do this week?
He just stunned Elias. That was all he did.
That was it.
It just stunned Elias. And then you have the wrestling ability of AJ Styles, Seth Rollins. They should all be stars, and they just don't really make them stars. I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah. So, that's that.
Yep.
Rumor time. Dave, did you hear about the End Zone Cast thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So Dave Meltzer...
I thought
this
it was
all
bullshit, though. So many rumors in wrestling.
So Dave Meltzer first reported, and I think this was 2 days ago, maybe Friday, I forget. It was either Thursday or Friday. He first reported that WWE has been in talks with End Zone Cast to return to the company to be on NXT when the show goes live. And when I first read that, I was like, that would be fucking awesome. because, again, I'm going to say this again. I know I've said this many times, but people now love to just shit on Enzo as if he wasn't your favorite wrestler for like 6 months.
At the very end.
Like everyone loved him in the
beginning. At the very end, he was amazing.
Well, in the beginning, when they debuted on Raw.
Oh, when they debuted on Raw, they were way over.
Yeah.
One of the biggest pops I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Well, I love watching pops. I always watch that one.
Right.
With the Dudleys.
And they were so over for, 6 months, and then they just didn't pull the trick. They didn't give them the titles.
Right.
So they buried them. But, like, people just love, and people say, well, the locker room hates them. Well, you're not in the locker room.
Yeah.
And guess what? They say Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan were some of the biggest pieces of shit in the locker room.
Right.
But they're still the greatest ever. Like, they're still two of the greatest ever. You don't care. You weren't in the locker room. What do you care about if the locker room doesn't like Enzo? You're not experiencing that stuff.
Right.
But if he comes back, it'd be great. So then later that day, like a few hours later, Pro Wrestling Sheet says that WWE has denied those reports. Meltzer also said, yeah, they told me, like they released a statement saying they're not talking to them. Here's why. So WWE, I mean, if they're going to release a statement, why would they say, yeah, we're talking to them. Maybe they'll return a surprise. You know, like, true. So they could be saying that to throw everyone off.
Right.
Or, like I said a few weeks ago when the first, like the main event of AEW's debut show is going to be, I think, Omega and the Young Bucks versus Jericho and two mystery partners. Maybe they already signed with AEW.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. When is that, the first episode? That?
The first week of October.
I'm saying, but that match is on their first episode, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is October
2nd. But I thought Meltzer already put out the... Nope, I was wrong. They're not in talks with the...
Right.
With WWE.
He did. It was the same day.
Is just him? Yeah, you don't think this is just him, like, trying to create rumors because he needs to
relevant? But other, like, Pro Wrestling Sheet said that WWE... They reached out to WWE and they denied those. But yeah, it could have just been Meltzer saying some bullshit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's funny because he reports it and then he says, no, never mind, they said no.
Right, he reports it and he goes, I've confirmed that rumor was bullshit.
Right.
You started that rumor.
Yeah.
But that's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he definitely talks to people in WWE. He gets on those conference calls with Triple H. But, like, I'm sure he has multiple people that text him and someone probably said that and he probably believed him. I don't know.
He's like, good enough for me.
Yeah. I mean, like, Bruce Pritchard said they used to just tell Meltzer bullshit just to fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sure.
But...
I'm sure they still do.
Yeah. And then PW Insider reports that Keith Lee has a big part in the WWE Netflix movie Main Event.
And what's this movie about? Do we know?
You forgot. It's about, like, some 12-year-old kid that finds a lucha mask. And when he puts it on, he has super wrestling ability and he gets to wrestle in WWE because he has a mask.
Lucha powers unite!
And they're like, well, you're the same size as Kalisto, so right. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I mean, shit, we had the Nicholas champion. Why not this kid?
I think Sin Cara is doing all the stunt work for the
kid. No, no, Kalisto for sure is. Kalisto. For sure.
But apparently, yeah, Keith Lee has a big part in the movie. So he might get a big push, although he just fucking lost, so I don't know.
God, Ian, I'm just mad that I've forgotten about that. Now you just reminded me of it.
We'll have to recap that one day.
We'll have to re-forget it.
And then we also have to binge watch the Big Show.
No, we don't. No, sir.
All 10 episodes.
That's on where?
It's going to be Netflix. What? This is all Netflix.
Netflix and WWE signed it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be like... Oh my, just so much bullshit.
Should we
like
meet
this.
With Netflix? I mean, they're giving everyone like whatever money they want.
That was the South Park joke. Like Netflix answered the phone. They go, ring, ring, Netflix, you're greenlit. Like, that's how they answer the phone.
Really? On South Park?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all for news and rumors. Fan questions time. Wes Albright, he says, if Enzo and Cass do come back, how do you want them to be used? I think putting them in NXT would be the smart move. Like Meltzer first reported, but
yeah,
and you know, they kick off the show. I mean, I wouldn't want Cass without Enzo. Cass is just kind of there. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we'll see. Pop Culture Junkie. Hey guys, I just became a father for the first time in June of this year. Congratulations. Andrew has mentioned that his son watches wrestling with him at times. Do you have any recommendations on how and when to introduce my son to the wacky world of pro wrestling?
I don't know.
I didn't have to because Leo would watch Nickelodeon, and then John Cena would always be on Nickelodeon. He hosted the Nickelodeon Movie Awards that year. So he just liked John Cena, and that was before he watched wrestling. And then I would have wrestling on, and then he would, you know, hear John Cena come out.
We lose our kids to video games now. Yeah. Like, they don't want to just sit in front of the TV. They want to do something interactive all the time, just nonstop. So none of my two watch it. Sometimes if, like, it's a big pay-per-view, Matthew will sit down with me. But, yeah, I wouldn't really wrap yourself up in that because it's probably not going to happen.
In the summertime, like, Leo would watch, you know, like 30 minutes of Raw or SmackDown.
What happens when their age? Something else. Yeah, what happens when their age becomes our age or older? Like, just when they're 21, 22, and they're not watching any TV anymore because they'd rather just be interactive. I don't know.
I don't watch much. Even, like, me at this point, I don't watch that much off my TV that's, like, straight from, you know, DirecTV or whatever.
I'm not worried about that. That medium's already changing. Netflix has taken over. Disney's now doing their own channel.
But it's kids all gonna still be streaming watch channels, Netflix but. And shit, you know?
They do. They do.
They still watch Stranger Things. Kids, you know.
That's where everything will have to go to then, Netflix.
Yeah.
WWE, I'm glad they...
Well, it's going to be Netflix.
It was Apple. Smart for them to create a partnership with them.
Netflix. Apple TV has their own now. Disney Plus. Amazon Prime. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Alex Clark, how satisfying is it to watch that bald guy in the front row get legitimately mad every time the guy he wants to win loses?
Right.
The face he made after Undisputed Era 1 made me believe he actually thinks wrestling's still real. No, he does it. He's like the NXT guy.
Right.
He's, you know.
He does it because he knows he's on camera.
Right.
Yeah.
He's acting.
Right.
And he makes a big.
He's like, I'm a character on the show. No, you're not getting paid, you dumbass. Yeah. But keep buying those tickets.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Like, is he going to buy tickets to every live show now? Because that's going to be every week rather than like every 3 weeks.
Right.
So we'll see. David Stagon, I think the new NXT show should be used to feature some of the awesome mid-carders. Vince hates. Let Rude be a jackass heel. Yep. Well, he's about to be a tag team champ. Have Balor stop grinning like an idiot.
Right.
And give me more of Andrade and Zelina. Who else would you want? I mean, yeah, we've talked about this a million
times.
Tyler
Breeze is a perfect example. He was a joke. Now he's great.
Yep. Brandon Stevens, what was the point of giving the Street Profits a month-long title run? They got called up the next day after winning the titles. If they put the titles on in a speed era takeover, it would have been a way better ending with them holding all the gold. Am I missing something?
For sure. Yeah, why didn't they do that?
I'm going to stick with my theory that it would have been too obvious. With, again, like, you know, if Strong won and then the Fish and O'Reilly won, then you know Cole's beating Gargano. And once they didn't win, you said to me, I think Cole loses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I think maybe that's why. That seems like the only, like, reason that makes sense. But they're not really called up. They're just on Raw talking about Raw. Because... they had a tag team turmoil, and they created a new tag team instead of putting them in it.
Right. What the hell?
So they're not really called up.
And guys have fought for titles that have had NXT titles.
Yes.
It would have been the perfect time to say, yeah, here, we'll give you a shot.
Right.
Even if they lose in the first round or in the first match, I think that would have been a good time to showcase their talents.
Sure.
But they still didn't do it.
Yeah. Jeremy Fox, I don't want Joe to feel left out with all these birthday wishes, so here's a photo of Asuka's feet. Well, I can't click on the link here. But I did see it. She, like, made like, a gaming station in her apartment or wherever she lives.
Yeah.
And she's just barefoot in it, like, you know, it was fine, but...
Yeah. I'll have to see that. I totally saw it. It's creepy. So... yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Bizarro.
She has really pretty feet for, I don't know, a wrestler. I would think they're mashed up or something.
Yeah. Bizarro Joe, book a fatal four-way elimination with Keith Lee, Dijakovic, Matt Riddle, and Killian Dane. And book I guess what? The winner the winner faces Adam Cole. Yeah. Elimination match.
Sure.
And then he says, and here are some more wrestlers' feet. And it's like a YouTube link.
What the hell? No. I think this guy has the foot fetish.
Yeah. Who would win a fatal four-way elimination match to face Adam Cole? I guess Matt
Probably Riddle
would win. Yeah, sure.
But if you're trying to not push Riddle just yet, because they have to slow play everything, maybe you have to save Dijakovic too.
Yeah, and he's a heel, and Killian Dane's a heel.
Yeah,
Keith Lee, we've been, you know,
you've seen, but the public hasn't.
Right.
So well, maybe Keith Lee.
Keith Lee's been jobbed to him all month long, or right. all summer long,
the summer tour.
Yeah, the Bay Bay Championship tour. Tobin, when are you guys going to add Jeff Farmer's yip to the soundboard?
What?
You remember, it was on the worst promo bracket.
Oh.
Jumping Jeff Farmer. What a match you had. Yip.
Yip.
That was it. Well, see, the thing is, like, that's a good one, but then, like, which ones do we take off?
Yeah.
That's the hard thing, you know? Because now we added Jesus. Like, should I take off, you know, the Cashisono? That's good. We have an air horn. We have a trombone.
What's the second to last one? Oh, that.
Yes, it's Randy Orton's stupid. What was that? We have five Vince ones. Maybe the epiphany.
Oh, hang on a second. I just had an epiphany.
But it's so relevant. Whenever it's like a stupid idea.
We don't use it that much, though.
Yeah.
But then the top five were all about like rematches. It's all like, you know, again, same old. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah.
No.
What would you replace? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe the sad trombone. Stephanie Dittman, what's your take on why they showed a Johnny package? Because he has a nice package.
We talked about it. Yeah.
He's got a nice package. Because he's going to be back. And when he's, you know, he's their best wrestler. And they want you to not forget about him while he's not on the show.
We will not forget about him. Don't be crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's probably going to be a storyline like, oh, what's Johnny Wrestling going to do? And then he comes out and he's like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to stay right here. You know, he's done that before when he had the neck brace and he,
right.
You know, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not leaving. So, yeah, but that's the NXT podcast. We're recording this on a Saturday morning, just a few hours before All Out.
All Out.
And
what's the biggest matches in All Out?
Jericho, Adam Page.
Oh, for the title. Oh, shit. Oh, that's wow.
And then Pac.
Moxley got hurt, so now.
Pac versus Omega.
Yeah.
Well, you have the ladder match. That should be fun. The tag team ladder match between the Young Bucks and the Lucha Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Which is for the Mexican tag titles.
Is it?
Yeah.
Over under super kicks, 25.
Over. What the fuck? That's a low ball right there.
Quit low balling my super kicks.
I'm trying to think.
25.
Oh, Cody is fighting Sean Spears. That's another one.
There.
That's another good one.
Chairman of the board.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's a great name he has. Which Spears has to win. He has to win to solidify him as a big heel. What is MJF doing? Are they having a battle royal?
Let's come out and do a promo.
Battle royal,
a few
maybe?
Promos. That's all I need for
I me. Think there's a women's. They're doing a women's blackjack. You know how they had the Casino Royale, the 21 battle royal or whatever? They're doing that with the women tonight for All Out.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're doing with all the men. I guess we'll see.
What time does that start?
Probably like six, seven, five six. Or six. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to be recapping that either tonight or early Sunday morning. So look out for that, because that's a big one.
Yep.
That's a big... Who do you got? Jericho, Page.
Jericho.
Yeah, Jericho has to win.
He has to win. The point of him being there if he doesn't win that first title.
Omega and Pac.
Omega.
I would hope Omega would win, just because Pac's an asshole.
I agree with you about Ty Dillinger winning.
Yeah.
He just got married. Peyton Royce.
Right. The women's Casino Royale. Who do you got?
I'll go with Dick Me Down. DMD. Like
how can? Oh, Britt Baker.
Britt Baker.
If she's in it, I don't even know if she's in it.
You don't think she qualifies to be well, 21 women?
But there's other women. There's like a couple of other women matches that she might be in instead. She also got injured, so I don't know. I think she's wrestling, yeah. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, we'll see you after All Out.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong?